Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, and you could use a lot of that today for sure. Stock market's not doing exactly well. You can find out more about them online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, I am surrounded by greatness, intelligence beyond my comprehension. I think that's a good way to start off the
show.
That's
a great way to start, Manning. I like that.
That's a great way. We've got the commander-in-chief and his loyal lieutenant here.
Plebeian.
Dr. Edward Serna, who is the president of Winthrop University. Dr. Jack Nilrocki, who, I've forgotten, are you the head of the business school?
Nope. Dean of the School of Graduate Continuing and Online Education.
Okay,
used to be just a grad school.
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a mouthful. And I won't repeat that. I'll just say Dr. Jack Nilrocki.
That's just fine.
Okay, so let's start with some intros. Dr. Serna, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Sure. Edward Serna, I am a 2002, let me correct that, a very proud 2002 graduate of Winthrop University. I've been back in Rock Hill. I've been back at Winthrop for 2 years now and love being back.
2 years.
Two Woo! Years.
Boy, that's been a fast 2 years.
It's been a fun 2 years.
Yeah. We could have a whole other show on that. Okay, Dr. Nilrocki, go ahead.
Dr. Jack Nilrocki, I've been here since 2001. Became dean of the graduate school in 2012, where you and I got together at that other space we were talking about in downtown with Straight Talk, and served a couple other roles. I'm a tenured professor of English, and now the role has kind of expanded, and we've got graduate and online education kind of coming together and really serving the community and what we're going to talk about today.
So tell me something. Since you were your degree is in English, is that where you're starting?
That's exactly.
Are they still teaching Beowulf?
If I'm teaching the class, they are.
Well, I graduated from Sewanee, University of the South.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we had a professor who could speak the old dialect.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. And the thing I remember about him is when he did all that. And then we took our tests, you know, and back in those days we did blue books where we had to write answers. He had a series of rubber stamps. And if you were trying to feed him a lot of bull, he had a bull stamp that he put under. And if you were being very holy, he had a little angel stamp. And that's how he created the papers.
You should bring that back,
I like
Jack.
That. Yeah. I feel like that's got a lot of merit.
Okay.
Hopefully they won't use that for this show.
So before we get into competency-based education, got to ask you about Burns Auditorium. I know last year you were so committed to getting that thing open because we've had 6 years of it being closed, something like that.
Manning, I thought we were friends.
Well, you know,
it's a sore subject.
It's a good way to end the relationship.
Well, let me update you. You know, I had really, really hoped and really pushed our facilities and our construction crews over there to have Burns open for convocation. I thought that was an important milestone. It was an important thing to hit. And we could open the building for convocation. There's a slight problem with that. We would only have two stall restrooms in the entire building. And we're looking at about 925 freshmen plus transfer students. The numbers just didn't work for that. So we thought maybe that's not the best time to reopen the building.
You know what my follow-up question is?
Let's hear it.
You've only had two stalled bathrooms over there for 150 years, and you're able to have convocation for a lot. Why not now?
Not the way I wanted to reopen that building. I want a big, grand reopening. It deserves it.
It does deserve it.
Yes.
It's a beautiful building.
Absolutely.
And inside that big, beautiful building is a world-class organ that, because of all the smoke and the dust and we got to take it apart and ship it off to be cleaned up?
Yes. Broken down into 800 parts, shipped off, cleaned, brought back, and reassembled.
Woo! Yeah.
Big task.
Does anybody know how to work on an organ that big and that old?
Well, I hope the people that we've selected to do it do. Yes,
they're probably going to go online and look for the directions to do it.
I've heard from experts they are very good.
Okay. So, yes. All right. So on to more serious things. This last 2 years has really been, from the outside, exciting to watch because this whole university is turning itself inside out to be what it needs to be to meet the needs of the kids in the 21st century. True?
Very true. And I think, Manny, one of the things that is really encouraging to me is if you look across the university, all the great things that are happening. I'll start in athletics. Attendance at athletic events was up last year. I hope you're seeing these Our Town, Our Team signs that are going up from all of our sponsors across town, just blanketing Rock Hill in these signs, which is fantastic. Esports won 2 national championships. Cornhole, yes, I said cornhole, got us national media attention for little old Winthrop University. Fundraising is up. Enrollment's looking like it's up again this year. And academic affairs, new academic programs. We're going to be talking about Winthrop Elevate today, but also our new Honors College that we're launching, our first doctoral program. Again, just across the board, we're seeing really good things happening at Winthrop, but it is exciting.
Well, good for you, because turning around a big battleship like that is not the easiest thing in the world to do. I understand that. And to make the progress that you've made, it's cool.
I'm surrounded by a lot of talent. I've got a lot of very good, talented people I work with.
Ah.
Yeah.
Was he looking your way, Jack?
No. I think he was
wasn't looking at Jack.
Not looking at me. I don't think there's any question.
Oh, he set that one up.
Some of them are having lunch here today.
He set that up beautifully. I couldn't refuse. All right, so competency-based education. What the heck is this? Who wants to take this on? Jack?
Well, competency-based education is really just the best practice model for serving adult and professional students. It's ideal for military and veterans that want to receive academic credit for their prior learning. It's excellent for folks that weren't able to finish their degree. We have well over 500,000 South Carolina residents that have some college but never finished. And competency-based education provides access to post-secondary education, post-secondary professional development in a way that's so convenient for adult learners. It's self-paced, it's self-directed, it follows a very different kind of registration model that just enhances that flexibility. And so with President Cerna's story, as he's told before, he returned to Winthrop. He finished his degree returning to school to finish that degree as an adult learner. Well, he was very unique. He's one of the small minority of students that could literally move into an apartment and then go to class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11 o'clock. Most adult learners can't do that.
No.
The ability to provide an education, access to an education in a way that's different from the standard kind of rigid academic schedule that's ideal for 18 to 22-year-olds. But doesn't work for folks with families and jobs and careers, and they have to manage all those responsibilities and time. So with President Cerna's enthusiastic endorsement, we've been working on this project for about 18 months. Yep, and we're scheduled to launch in January, and we're excited about it.
So when you say you're scheduled to launch, mm-hmm. are you going to launch across, if you take a look at your curriculum, is this big? Are you going to do this for every course that you have over there?
No. The first program that's out of the barn, as they say, is going to be our Bachelor of Professional Studies, which is ideally crafted for professional students, folks already in their jobs and their careers. And it's an interdisciplinary program that gives skills development and marketing and managing and communications and global understanding and all those things you need really to succeed in whatever profession, nonprofit, business, whatever, a well-rounded professional studies program. That's the first program that'll be delivered through a competency-based education model.
It's called again what?
The Bachelor of Professional Studies.
Okay.
And again, you may have seen all of our competency-based education academic programming. And this, again, this is just the first program. We plan to have another suite of programs the following year and really build it out. Is all under the the concept of Winthrop Elevate, where we're encouraging adult learners to level up their skills, level up their competencies, and you'll hear a lot more about that as it gets going. But Winthrop Elevate is designed to serve these learners and provide access to education in kind of a just-in-time setting. These are the skills you need. One of the ways that a competency-based education model works is for Winthrop, and we're already doing this, to be working with businesses and companies. What do your folks need? Because we know businesses, organizations, they want to provide that professional development. They want to provide that upward mobility to their own employees to keep them engaged in the vision and of the organization overall. And so we're already in the process of reaching out to local industry and, hey, what do your folks need? Competency-based education is a model that is kind of modular, and it's easy to adapt and move and be nimble quickly delivering exactly what, you know, those employees might need.
So if I sign up for this program, am I coming to class at Winthrop? Am I doing this online? I mean, how am I doing this?
It's 100% online. And the way, again, it's a different model. It's a subscription model. So just like we might subscribe to a Netflix, how many movies can you watch this month for your $14.95 or $279.95, whatever it is right now, a month? So this is a subscription model. You'll pay a flat fee, whether you want to be part-time or full-time. It would be a flat fee, and you're going to try to knock out as many courses as you can. So competency-based education, it's based on two hypotheses. Number one, you and I, and if you can remember back, you will agree with this. You and I had the same class that covered the same content a few different times in high school or a few different times in college, right? Well, because we're gonna go with what you just studied last year, we're gonna build on it, right? But we won't get to that new stuff until November. So meanwhile, August, September, October, you and I, yeah, there you go. So competency-based education says, well, what can I get to November quicker? More quickly. So it allows you to do the learning and the assessments and get moving quicker so that students can finish their degrees even quicker. So for example, as you talked about the PhD in English, I might be able to do Shakespeare in a couple weeks, but if it was Calculus 5, I may need a little bit longer, right? And it provides that flexibility to meet the adult learner with whatever they need. Right. The other thing, think of the professionals that might have to be called to Nebraska to work on an organ cleaning or something like that. And I can't finish those modules that I just started. That's okay. Pick up where you left off when you come back. Right. It allows you to stop out, start up much more flexible, much more convenient and an expeditious way to go through the program.
So are these courses that you've got on your first launch? Are they designed to get you to finish your undergraduate degree?
Yes. Yeah, it's a degree completion. This is a BPS. It's a full degree, Winthrop degree, Winthrop diploma. Off you go, like any other bachelor's degree.
So when
degree.
I register for this, I'm going to say, here are the courses I've taken. I got credit for. And somebody at Winthrop is going to say, okay, well, this is what you need.
That's exactly
finish.
Right. Okay. The way it works, because it is so self-paced and self-directed. So in other words, you're not in with the faculty at 11 o'clock on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You're doing it on your own. You've got to have those student supports around you, making sure you know exactly what's next, what's coming, and all that. So we're working right now and developing. Every student will have learning coaches and coordinators and advisors making sure they know what's coming up next.
Yeah. Well, it's a great concept.
It's a strong concept. And we're the only school in South Carolina, the public university, offering this. We're very excited about that.
Only school.
Yeah, so we want to become the program to deliver adult education in the most efficient possible across the state.
So what I'm trying to figure out is let's take that English professor.
Okay.
He's already got a structured number of classes that he's doing in class.
Yes.
And now he's got this to do.
Yes.
But he's going to basically pre-record the
I'm actually very impressed with where your question is going. So it's a different model. The faculty member all of our courses are built by Winthrop faculty, so it's going to be of the highest quality, the highest academic rigor. But they're building the courses, the scaffolding, the pedagogical scaffolding is how you would phrase it, so much more in advance. The whole thing is ready to go come January 7th. Boop, course is ready.
Jeez.
Right?
Woo.
Right? So then what they'll do is the faculty member, while that student who's working the second shift or third shift, right, is doing it when they can, the faculty member will be there, provide feedback on assessments, feedback on exams, hey, keep working on your papers in this way, while the learning coaches are making sure that the student knows what's next. So that'll be the faculty interaction during the delivery of the program.
So really there's a team. Basically, every student's going to have a team.
Yeah, absolutely. Must have a team.
And my guess is the team will be saying, okay, Manning, we saw you just check in about 2 months ago. What's going on? You need to keep up with this. Is that about right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to be a good program for you, Manning, but yeah,
I guarantee
it's not. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we've got the technology, and we've got an amazing Office of Online Learning and great resources that we leverage that can really kind of monitor, hey, are they getting online? Are they accessing? Are they having any trouble with any interfaces, any kind of the learning activities that they might have?
So this first batch of programs, the Bachelor of Professional Studies, incorporates how many different courses?
Great question. So an entire college degree is 120 credit hours.
Right.
That's the standard. That's the deal. Doesn't matter where you go. Okay. Every major, typically, is going to be between 60 and 72 of those 120 hours, depending upon what the student registers for with their gen ed and stuff.
Yeah.
So what this program is a 60 credit hour degree completion program, which is really ideal for folks that have already finished their associates at York Tech or somewhere else. Or a similar number of credit hours where we can help them get to the major, right? So we obviously encourage everybody to call and ask questions, and part of what we need to build upon is we've built from 60 credit hours to 120, right? That's in January. So imagine we will be building from 60 down to 20. But also offering other majors. That was a very long-winded answer to that question. But I was just trying to show my math chops. So the Bachelor of Professional Studies, the BPS, it has four concentrations. One is in organizational leadership. One is in organizational operations, supply chain, logistics. One is in health informatics. And one is in community and health services. And so those are just the first four iterations of that degree that students, depending upon their profession or where they want to go, will be ideally suited for them.
So where did this all come from? I mean, this whole idea, this whole concept, is this something that has been rolled out in other parts of the country?
It has been. We're a little different. I think it's something that I saw at my previous institution. I've always been passionate about adult education. As Jack mentioned, I was an adult learner myself, and I saw this model up at my last institution. And when I arrived down here, I started talking to Jack about it because it just made sense for us. And Jack was on board, and he's just taken it and run with it. And we're excited.
Phew.
Yeah.
Well, this is an undertaking, but we have to take a mid-program break. We have to do that.
Understood.
Thank you very much. And to remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at andersongriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Let's find out how bright these two professional people are from Winthrop University. We sell, yeah, fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. People keep coming back here day after day after day after day, a lot of them from Winthrop. And why do they come back here? Well, it's in the white letters, and we're all going to bellow it out together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden.
That's why they got their PhD.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Winthrop University President Dr. Edward Serna and Dr. Jack Del Rocky is with us, and I cannot begin to remember that thing that you are ahead of, graduate studies. How's that?
It's close enough.
Close
it's good enough.
All right.
Let's keep it moving.
Tim's over there laughing. All right, so we're talking about this new competency-based educational program. And, I mean, I'm just kind of stunned by this thing. This is really quite mm-hmm. something. And as you said at the preamble of the program, we've got 500,000 people here in South Carolina mm-hmm. alone who have not finished their four-year degree. Mm-hmm. And this is a wonderful way to, as you said, Dr. Serna, to tap into a massive amount of brain power.
You know, what's interesting is as we sat down with RHEDC or the state chamber, and we hear it again and again, how can South Carolina attract good paying jobs in South Carolina? And we're hearing what companies are looking for are more people in the workforce who have a bachelor's degree. Well, here we are sitting on top of 500,000 residents, South Carolinians, with some college but no degree. And because of work or family obligations, really coming back and living on campus and having the residential experience doesn't work. So what a great competitive advantage for the state of South Carolina and our ability to attract companies than to be able to educate this workforce and get them, you know, upskill them. I think this is great.
All right, so you're going to roll this thing out in January. This is just the first piece of it. This is, so you're going to be building this thing. How are you going to roll it out? Are you going to go back to these employers and say, hey, guess what we've got for your workers?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, but we also have Winthrop students that weren't able to finish. We have our own students that we weren't able to get to the finish line because of their family and personal obligations and professional obligations. So we'll be reaching out to them as well. But that's the first foray is working directly with companies and organizations. And we've already gotten, we sent out an announcement, the Winthrop Insider, that was announcing the launch of Winthrop Elevate, yeah. right? And the Bachelor of Professional Studies is the first one. We're already getting emails. I want to talk to my parents about this. I want to pass this on to folks we know and that kind of stuff. So it's an exciting time, that's for sure.
All right, so there's a price tag to this. Nothing's
yes.
free.
No, nothing's free. That is correct. Well, okay, so what would you like to know?
That's
all right, very good.
That's what we call a handoff.
I appreciate you putting it on the tee for me. So we're real excited about this. So, again, it's a subscription rate. So it's not tied to a specific credit hour. So I'm not going to take – three courses, nine courses, and that price changes. It basically changes based on whether you want to be a part-time student. I think I can knock out the competencies required for two or three classes versus a full-time student. I can knock out the competencies required for four, five, or six classes at a time, depending upon the student's circumstances.
Right.
So the price point right now for a part-time student, which is typically what an adult learner is $1,750 a subscription term. And so if you're able to knock out two to three classes, you're talking about 20-25% the cost of a degree elsewhere in South Carolina. It is very flexible, convenient, and it is low cost, and giving students, that many more students, access to the kind of education that Winthrop can provide.
Isn't that something? So I would imagine, you said, you know, this Winthrop will be the only school that is doing this in South Carolina, or
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that say in terms of how the university is going to be perceived now that you're educating people in an entirely different way?
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope that, you know, in this project, in this strategic objective that Dr. Cerner has been supporting and pushing us forward to accomplish, we just see this, as we touched on during the break, this is the full manifestation of Winthrop becoming a comprehensive regional public university serving the entire public. Right? It is not to be mistaken for an 18 to 22-year-old residential college experience, which is still who we serve. That is our mission. But this is extending it to serve the rest of our community, our neighbors, folks that we live with, we work with, and we're excited about that. So we know that the state is going to see Winthrop as a university that is quintessential to serving South Carolina and helping South Carolina become what it can be.
And keep in mind, these massive change in the curriculum is all designed to send students out with a degree so they can get a job and make some money.
Crazy idea, isn't it?
That's novel idea. Right.
I think another component that's great about what competency-based education will allow us to do is the degree program that we laid out for you a little bit ago. There will be mid-step. There can be stackable certificates along the way, right? So maybe a person, I don't need a full degree, but I could use some professional development in some informatics, some statistics, some community health services, things like that. I could use that professional development just to get me on my way in organizational leadership and management, things like that. So I may not need a full degree, but I can do, you know, just a few courses and get a certificate in organizational leadership.
So just to clarify, for moms and dads running up and down the street thinking about where are my seniors going to go to school, this is not a four-year program.
And it's not for 18 to 22.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
They need to be on campus. Yes. You got to understand there's a lot going on at campus that you need to be part of.
That's right.
Like learning to get along with other people.
That's exactly
right.
I'm
serious about that.
I
100% agree with you.
The residential campus experience.
Got to be there. Well, guys, this is fascinating. I can't wait to hear. When January rolls around, we're going to have to see where we are on this thing. And I'd like to do another program on this. Back then, okay?
That sounds great.
All right. Dr. Edward Cerner, thank you very much.
Thank you, Manning.
Dr. Jack Durocki, thank you very much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Burns Auditorium. You know,
come on, Manning.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Is that really?
Those two bathrooms work for 125 years. All right, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, we've got a full complement now. We got the colonel has arrived. We also have, what's his name? Oh, Mr. Gary Simrell, state representative. So what do we do here at Substation 2 that brings people back in here all the time at the count of three? Let's hear it. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Oh, well done, well done. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.